This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, you know, Sam, I've had a really good day. took the dog for a walk. We threw B-A-L-L in the backyard because she is triggered by that word.
You cannot say that word.
No. We actually threw B-A-L-L 3 times this morning. Mm-hmm. Sarah comes over for Pancake Friday. She works for my house on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, just hang out. Just chilling.
It's good.
Catching up with my daughter.
I got up. I worked out. I worked on my bathroom project. Yeah. I, you know, ate breakfast, hung out for a little bit.
Sam, what'd you have for breakfast?
You know, a couple of eggs, couple of slices of sausage.
A lot of protein.
Greek yogurt. All protein. All protein. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, how was your morning?
Wait. Before Dan, how was yours?
Sorry, Dan. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Mine was very relaxing. I didn't really do anything. I did some little cleanup around the place and, you know, played with the cat.
You know, you can't spell drama without 2 D's and or 1 D and 2 A's.
Yep.
How was your morning, Dana?
Well, the morning is fine. My girls came over. We noticed yesterday we don't have any hot water right now because we almost died in the carbon monoxide incident of 2025, as it shall now forever be known. And apparently, you know, because all the mechanism is shut off, we're waiting on a part. It will be fixed next week. We do not have hot water until we get the boiler fixed. So we have not showered.
We've noticed.
Oh, we know.
We were wondering.
My daughter this morning, you guys, I get a text and it just says, "Do we not have hot water?"
And did they stay the night?
Yeah, Sophie did. And I go, so about that.
Oh, that's child abuse.
We are going to boil water like pioneers, and we will take baths with boiled water. And so she says, I'm just going to run in and scream and bear it. And she took a 2-minute freezing cold shower. Ooh, when was the last time you did? Like, she said it was a violent experience.
Last time I traveled overseas to remote areas was the last time.
I actually
took a cold shower like that.
A cold shower.
Really?
I can't do it every day.
After you work out in August or something,
I can't do it every day, but sometimes I have that itch, and I just turn the cold on and don't even touch the hot.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You remember the movie Money Pit with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long?
This is not a money pit.
I believe it was 1982.
It was a tutorial.
It's under home warranty. It's the home warranty. People tried to kill
For
us.
For now.
No, we'll get it fixed.
What is going on? This is a mess.
The furnace mechanism just needs to be replaced, and we are within the warranty.
The furnace mechanism?
Yes.
Or the furnace?
We are within the boundaries, thank God, of the home warranty.
Dan, I don't recall you asking what the boundaries were on the home warranty. I believe you asked the furnace mechanism or the furnace.
Yes.
Now, mechanism could be applied to the entire unit, or is there a part within?
Yes.
I mean, the furnace mechanism could be the switch.
Also attached, by the way, to the water tank. Did not know that until this morning.
Learning how houses work.
I'm like, why do we not have hot water?
I do have a genuine question.
Isn't there like a button we can push and it'll divert it? No. Answer
we
is
know
no.
That you were very excited to have this home that got four offers on the first day, by the way.
Yes.
You opened, voluntarily gave that information to the county tax guy.
Yeah.
and then told him what she paid for it.
That you were very excited to get this house. Was there an inspector involved in this process?
Yes. And by the way, the furnace is only like 5 years old.
A real inspector?
A real inspector, Sam. We waived inspections. But the
so
furnace.
So there was no inspection.
The furnace is only 5 years old.
You waived the inspection?
Yes.
On a century plus old house?
Yes. Except roof and sewer.
Four offers first day. We got it.
We win. It's going to be fine. CMOs came out again today that taught me all kinds of things about
losing money,
poor financial decisions,
water, and how it's
to
attached
into your purse
to things.
How to reach into your purse.
And they are going to fix it without asphyxiating us, which I appreciate. It's good. I'm telling you, things happen, and we plan for those things, and it will be fine.
Danny, you didn't plan for this.
Oh.
Let me ask you something. I'm being serious.
Yep.
Over the 15 years that we've been together, how many times have you come to me for, or I've freely offered financial advice?
A handful of times.
How many times have you ever taken it?
Not a handful of times.
It's like a goose egg.
We're fine. I'm so excited. I really am. We're going to get it fixed, and then everything is going to be fine. We have to get it fixed. I mean, winter is coming.
They'll get to it next year.
Right?
You can go chop wood out back.
Well, we're already boiling water pioneers.
You got rid of the fireplace in the living room. There is no fireplace.
Well, there are some trees.
No, stop. They got rid of the fireplace in the living room.
Yep.
It was aesthetic.
Hand to God.
It was aesthetic. It was
you really didn't fireplace. Like those birds.
No, we did not. We did not.
There
it's
are some
good.
Trees that you're wanting to chop down.
I am in a great mood, you guys. You cannot bring me down.
Oh,
it's
give us 4 hours.
70 degrees. My
Maybe
children
if you
are
light
home.
Light the fire in the middle of the living room floor. Insurance claim.
No. My God, I love that house. It's all going to be good.
An old century plus old house, and you got rid of the fireplace.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the creaking wood. I love everything about it.
You're lucky that on November 14th, it is 73 degrees outside.
I know. Actually, you're right. You are actually right.
I know.
We didn't even need a space heater last night.
Why don't you leave that on all night?
You know another way you could heat the place?
Stop it. Stop
it. Turn on the oven and leave it open
Not
all night?
Funny. No.
Light a fire.
Stop it.
In the fireplace.
Oh, wait. They don't have one anymore. They got rid of it.
You live and you learn.
You're telling me. Hang on just a second. I'm not buying what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that you bought a 125-year-old house in Overland Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the fireplace was, in your words, aesthetic?
Aesthetic. It was.
Aesthetic?
It was.
So the one in the living room was fake.
It was fake.
The hole in the brick in the kitchen is where they used to vent out the wood-burning stove.
Oh, correct.
Which was much more common at the time because it was much more efficient at heating the home.
Correct.
And could also be used for cooking.
So how did they heat the home back 125 years ago?
I think with the coal.
The wood-burning
stove. Yeah.
And where is that?
In the kitchen.
Oh, you still have it?
We still, well.
Oh, okay.
The hole into the chimney is still
the
there.
The hole into, that's where the birds got in.
The wood-burning stove, not still there.
Oh.
All I know is that my glass is half full because we should be dead and we're not. My glass, I mean, literally this whole week.
Is that a glass of wine?
Well, there's been some wine involved this week, but I'm telling you, my glass is half full because of the levels of carbon monoxide in that house, we should be dead. Do you know who reached out to me to say thank you, by the way?
I don't.
The First Alert Company saw our post about our conversation yesterday and the importance of having carbon monoxide detectors in the home. Sam, I'm going to bring you our spare. And if I save one person while we're all laughing at our story, then my job here is done.
And they were saying thank you because their sales skyrocketed.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. Everyone I know, my real estate agent was like, "We just went to Costco. We bought the exact same one you have."
They're like 110% increase in sales on November 11th. What is this?
What is happening in Kansas City? There's a run on these things. Go get it. I'm telling you, people, go get it.
And you can go online to other platforms.
Yeah,
and
go get
much cheaper versions.
You do you. You do you. We're good. It's Friday.
I need 72 hours.
Yeah, me too.
No,
me too.
No.
So you're going to need a new furnace, huh?
Yeah.
Dan, don't.
The train wreck continues.
No, there is no train and there is no wreck.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. How's the pickleball court doing?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, that's in the news today, too.
You can't just hit me with all these things right out of the gate.
That made the newspaper.
I'm aware.
So I got to work a little bit earlier than you did.
Yes.
And I'm sitting in the newsroom, and Sam has the cube. Dan and I share a cube.
Yes.
You're across the cube from Dan, mm-hmm. and then you and Sam share a cube. Mm-hmm. At one point, it was just me and Sam in the newsroom, and I said to Sam, "You're my witness. Can we all just have one day?" That's normal.
Yeah. Normal day.
Like, all four of us show up to work, and by the way, you're a 75% violator.
Yep.
Where all four of us just have one normal day.
Yep.
And it's impossible.
Let's do something. It's Friday. Let's say from 2:16 p.m. on, we all have a completely normal day.
I can't, Dana, because there's a story in the Johnson County Post.
Did you see the photo?
Oh, I did.
That's a lovely new fence.
About the pickleball court right next to your house. By the way, they did put up a beautiful, beautiful fence.
Yes, thank you to Geyer Fence.
That's
my goodness.
Lovely.
It just makes sense.
I mean, it makes the whole neighborhood pop.
To have a Geyer Fence. We'll get to it. You're not going to bring me down today.
No. You're in the Johnson County Post. You're on Fox 4 last night. Can you stay out of the news?
They asked me. They said, Scott, you almost died.
Sometimes the answer is no.
No, you almost died. Can we send a reporter out to warn people about the urgent need for carbon monoxide detectors?
That stuff is catnip to local newsrooms.
Oh, add water and stir. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said to the reporter, he's new to town, do you want me to write the story? Hell, I'll do your live shot for you.
How can you be more insulting?
Get out of my way. This is
you
kind
did
of
not
what,
say, can I write I, the story
it's
for
kind
you?
Kind of what I do.
Tell me you didn't.
I didn't.
Okay.
Wouldn't that have been funny?
That would have been insulting.
I'm actually working for you.
Okay.
Do you know who I am?
He actually didn't. He goes, could you spell your first and last name for me?
There was no mention of radio personality, KMBZ, or Dana and Parks
local,
in the entire...
Is it local woman?
Area woman. MOS.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39.
Oh, I've got a grievance.
Serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Story here from Fox 4. A new sign in Prairie Village meant to shed light on the city's history of racial exclusion is instead sparking debate among the people who live there, not necessarily over what it says, but where it stands. The sign, which is titled Inherited Exclusion, was installed several weeks ago along Tomahawk Road. The goal was to educate the community about the city's beginnings and the man behind its founding. J.C. Nichols, who was once a development hero in this town, whose name has kind of become besmirched, to say the least, founded Prairie Village in 1941. He also helped shape several parts of the metro, including the Country Club Plaza. Nichols' legacy is marred by racist and exclusionary housing practices, including redefining steps that he took that explicitly barred Black and Jewish residents from Johnson County.
Yes.
The new sign details one of those restrictions, quoting language once written into the property deeds. Quote, "None of said land may be conveyed to, used, owned, or occupied by Negroes as owners or tenants."
So the language was taken directly from the covenant written at the time and then placed on an updated sign in Prairie Village. And you know when you're like out on a jog and there's something of historic significance and like I don't want you to think this is an enormous bronze plaque the size of a, you know, movie theater. This is one of those slanted, it's about the size of a large computer screen.
Okay.
It's slanted on two
slabs
support.
Okay.
Right? Metal. You see these everywhere. Mm-hmm. You see them like at the zoo, you know, like think of anything in front of any zoo exhibit. They've got those little rectangular, that's what this sign is. And it simply explains we have a shameful, awful past when it comes to these issues. In fact, there is a very small section of Leawood, Scott, off of 99th Street, I believe, where they cut out this section of Leawood and made it Overland Park because there were so many Jewish residents that lived in that couple of block area. And I had a really good friend that lived there. One day I was over there and I was like, well, you know, something about Leawood. And she goes, well, you know, you're actually standing in Overland Park. And I said, No, I'm not. Like, this is on Mission Road. And she said, no, go back and
there's
look.
There's a little pinch this of Overland Park.
And that's exactly why. And so why should we not acknowledge that?
Well, I think you and I are going to agree on this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this isn't some enormous billboard. It is important for people to understand that that's the way things were, mm-hmm, not that long ago. In fact, some of our cities still have those covenants in there because they never bothered to go back and take them out.
So one of the residents of Prairie Village says, and I quote, "It just seems unnecessary. Maybe a little bit about J.C. Nichols and how things have changed over time. But don't you already know how things have changed over time, where clearly it is illegal, unacceptable, reprehensible for you to deny a mortgage or a rental agreement to somebody of color or somebody because they happen to be Jewish?"
Well, and we need to keep in mind, this is far from the first thing that the residents of Prairie Village have disagreed with the residents of Prairie Village in the last few years. You remember, I think it was last year, the year before, they put out that entire campaign about, like, "We want you in Prairie Village." And then people from Prairie Village were going around and ripping those signs out of people's yards as a way to say, "No, we don't. No, go away."
I love that town. I'm not going.
Is it exclusionary?
It's expensive, and it's expensive because developers with cash are coming in and buying the tiny historic homes and knocking them down and putting $2 million ridiculous 99% of the footprint of the yard mansions in. Yes, it's I couldn't afford the first house I owned in Prairie Village 25 years ago. If I wanted to go buy that now, it would probably be $1 million.
Wouldn't you agree, though, history forgotten?
One-car garage.
History forgotten is history repeated. Would you agree with that?
I do. Listen to this quote from one of the residents. "I don't know that the sign is necessary. It's not a real good message, I don't think, for Prairie Village or a good look for Prairie Village." I agree it's not a good look. That's why we discuss these things.
That's why it's important. You need to know that the man who developed your neighborhood was a flaming anti-Semite and racist. That is a fact. Dare we forget? I mean, I'm gonna break a rule of the show. When my brother and I went to Germany in 2006, we called it the Parks 20th Anniversary Tour. And we went to all the cities we lived in, but we also went down to Munich, and we went to Dachau. And we walked through the gates that says, "Arbeit macht frei." Work will make you free. The Germans didn't tear that stuff down. The barracks that the Jews were housed in still stood. The furnaces where they were burned were still opened.
God.
And the German people have decided that these places, Dachau in Munich, the Polish people with Auschwitz, that these places must remain. Because we have to keep reminding ourselves of how
recent
and evil we can be.
This was a 5-year effort, by the way. And it started with the Diversity Committee. Quoting here from Prairie Village Councilwoman Inga Selders.
I support them on this.
It may not be the sign they want to see, but it's a sign they need to see. It is an important part of our history. Where is this, by the way?
It is at...
She says that she agrees it might have been better suited inside of the park.
It's on Tomahawk Road. It doesn't give an exact address.
But she believes visibility matters.
Yeah, go bury it in the park where nobody's going to see it. Put it at the entrance to the park so everybody sees it.
Yeah.
To remind ourselves of how dark we can become emotionally and spiritually towards people of other races, religions, what you name it.
It looks like any sign you would see in front of a museum display.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I support it.
But the people of Prairie Village are like, "But we're Prairie Village. We're awesome."
No, I don't think it's that. I really don't, Sam. I really don't. Because some of the people that have called Prairie Village home for decades are the people getting squeezed out because of the
cost,
because of the development.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. So there is a sign on Tomahawk Road in Prairie Village entitled "Inherited Exclusion." And it goes over some of the exclusionary practices of Prairie Village back in the 1940s when J.C. Nichols built that subdivision, including if you were black, you could not own or rent a home in Prairie Village. If you were Jewish, same thing. Some people are saying, is this sign necessary? I would argue, yes. History forgotten is history repeated.
In the same way that we cannot ignore the history of Johnson County as a whole. I mean, the Shawnee Indian Mission and Thomas Johnson.
Oh, don't get Dana started on that.
Are the only reason that this entire area exists.
Now, I'm not for pulling the names just because Johnson, his first name excludes me, just because he was a slave owner. I'm not saying we rename the county.
Thomas.
Thomas Johnson, thank you. I'm not saying we rename things. We'd be up all night. But we have to at least recognize the history of the places where we live. Would you not agree?
I absolutely agree.
Let's go to Kristen in Prairie Village. Kristen, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
So good. Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I was just telling Sam I'm a resident of Perfect Village, as I like to jokingly refer to it. I'm a transplant from Brookside, also another area developed by J.C. Nichols.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you, Scott. The sign should be up. I have not seen it yet, but I'm going to make sure I get out and check it out. You're correct. I used to teach, and I did huge units regarding the Holocaust. It's something I'm very passionate about, and I think that if people don't remember and acknowledge what happened, they will repeat it, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. It's going to give a lot of people a lot of good talking points, and so I just, you know, I thank you for bringing up the topic.
Have you seen the sign up close, Kristen, yet?
No, I haven't. I'm definitely going to get out and check it out.
Yeah, I want you to go, and here's why. As part of the display, you know, at the very top it says inherited exclusion. They have a couple of advertisements from back in the day. And so if you can picture the dutiful wife in her house dress, you know, waiting for the husband to come home.
Does she have an apron on?
Yes, has the apron. Her hands are clasped in front of her. And I'm trying to zoom in and read. It's in cursive, but you know what this is going to say before I even tell you. It's going to say something of the effect of the perfect community for, you know, they didn't come right out and say it.
Because there's no blacks or Jews here?
The perfect community for white people. They don't say it, Kristen, but you can see it in the ads. I mean, it literally looks like any of the ads from the 1940s that you would see in Name That magazine. And it's got the photo of the house and the beautiful trees. And
there's the white people.
There's the white woman waiting for her husband. And I'm sure she's got a pipe and a drink ready for him, you know.
Please tell me she has pearls on.
Oh, you know she's wearing pearls, sister. You know it.
Girl, please.
Oh, my God. You know what's crazy, you guys, is I'm here in Corinth Hills.
Oh, I love Corinth.
And it's beautiful. My husband and I would not be able to reside here. I was telling Sam, we bought our home from a church.
Wow.
We didn't know we were buying it from a church. It was donated by the previous owners. And, you know, we just got lucky. It was amazing. But our neighbors are fabulous. I know we don't do politics on your show, but it's a very
progressive,
liberal area.
Yes, it is.
And we have actually, my goodness, we have people with pigmentation on our block.
Yes.
And we love it. And so I do think Perfect Village gets a little bit of a bad rap, but I do think that sign should remain. And could I just say one more thing?
Yeah, please.
I grew up in Raytown. Okay, so don't judge me. And
What's,
when we sold my parents, oh my God, Raytown Sally, Scott, come on.
Okay.
No, but anyway, it was a good place to grow up, Raytona Beach. And when we sold my parents' home, that's how we like to refer to it. I did not wear blue eyeshadow nor drive a pickup truck. But anyway.
Wow, the stereotypes are just flying.
That's what we were hit with, Scott. I'm just telling you, I grew up with it.
All right.
But my parents' sweet little less than 1,000 square feet, you know, post-World War II home, it was my mom's dream house. And when they passed away and we sold it, we saw in the records, it said that they would never be allowed to sell it to Negroes.
And that was in Raytown, Kristen?
In Raytown, Missouri. And we were shocked. We had no idea that that would be within the mortgage papers.
Yeah, and Kristen, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't want people thinking, let's bash on Prairie Village because this is their history.
Fair point.
Go back and look at the covenants in all of the cities.
A lot of the suburbs.
Around the country.
Yep. Go look at the suburbs in Boston. Boston is the most racist city in the United States.
Well, and we dog Raytown now, but people forget that Raytown was hopping for a very long time.
913-586-7798.
Can't be hopping without Funky Town.
Okay. Tasha in Leawood. Hello, Tasha.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. No, I just called. I was just telling them that I grew up in Prairie Village and it had no clue until I became an adult that any of this even took place. And I remember at one point, like, posting something on Facebook saying, you know, how sorry I was that, you know, because we had black friends and my dad worked at a bank in KCK and tellers would come over and play pickup basketball in our front yard. And I always couldn't figure out why everybody was like staring at our house. But apparently it was a thing.
What was the thing that
just that it existed, like that you couldn't, like that black people couldn't. I mean, I had two black people that went to my high school, I thought nobody wanted to live there.
Wait. In your entire high school, you had two black students?
Two.
But Scott, I went to school in Topeka and Tasha, I believe that is accurate for my high school as well.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew who they were because there was literally two of them. They were great athletes and everybody knew them and they were great people, but it was very much,
segregated. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a good place to grow up. I couldn't grow up there now, but like Dana said, it's expensive, but my parents bought their house in 1970 for $18,000 and it's probably worth a little over $750,000 now. So
thank you for the call, Tasha.
Yep.
Bye. Steve in Kansas City. Steve, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I'll be short and sweet. All I was saying is we need to put signs up everywhere about what Christopher Columbus did and what the people in the medieval days did. And my dad grew up in the middle of Kansas in little 80 acres. And I guarantee you that his parents, he went to World War II, he's the old guy, he's dead now, but, you know, they used very disparaging words. Wasn't around any of them people, hardly at all, but that was just the way you grew up. My dad did too. I don't think he really meant it. I think that's all, I think, you know, you reap what you sow. In other words, that's all he ever heard, so that's what he kept always said.
Well, I don't think we need signs, to borrow your word, everywhere.
Unless it's a spot of historical significance, Steve.
It replaced a spot of historical difference. I mean, historically, we absolutely ruined the Indians. You're not talking about the Indians. We've taken advantage of them to this day.
Well, but if you look in Lawrence, Steve, here's an example. There are plaques, if you take the time to look, if you just stop when you're walking and look up from your cell phone, there are plaques about the fire. There are plaques about
the Eldridge Hotel.
Quantrill's raid. Yeah. There are plaques toward the old Papakino side of historical significance from 100 years ago, like all of those things. So do we ignore it? No. Is there a place for it? Yes. Is the place on every square block in America where bad things happened?
No.
No. But I don't think that this is too much or crosses some line at all for this one sign in Prairie Village reminding everyone that not long ago, like he wanted to bring up, you know, 100 years ago or 200 years ago.
This was the 1950s.
This was in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm. And reminder, and Steve, again, to borrow your word, no, we're not suggesting nor advocating that these signs go, quote, everywhere. But I think a sign leading into a park is not inappropriate if it's educational, fair. Now, define fair. But it's not like you're going to walk through the trails of this park and go, and here in 1955, a black family was denied a plot. And then you walk another 50 feet, and here, a Jewish family was denied a plot.
What's interesting about this sign, too, I'll remind you, is they pulled actual advertisements from, you know, move here. Here's mm-hmm. what we have to offer you. They've pulled those advertisements right. and placed it within the boundary of that sign. This is what definitely something your parents would have been alive to remember, Scott.
Dana, we're talking about 75 years ago.
I know.
My mother is 81. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour. Cody and Shawnee. Cody, hello.
Hey, hope you guys are well. So,
we are.
This is a really hot, cold subject. But as an indigenous person, I got to say this, though. I believe in land back now, right?
Yeah.
And I think that if we're going back to the time of when that, you know, this land and all this, while the structures and everything, back. That's it. I mean, you know, we were forcefully removed. I mean, we were living fine. We were doing good here. And then everybody, you know, how that removal happened either was by go somewhere else or...
Murder.
They killed us.
Murder.
On the spot.
Yep.
And so I want to go and knock on the doors in Prairie Village and say, hi, my name's Cody. I'm an indigenous person. You reside on the lands of which my ancestors made home to. I'm here to take back and put my hand out and say, hey, here you go. Keys, deed, whatever you have, it is now going back into the hands of indigenous people. Now, that really might upset people here, but you know what? Think of what we had to go through during that, you know, during that time long, long ago. That wasn't fun. I cannot even imagine what my ancestors had to endure.
Cody, hang on. I'm going to say something. I want you to respond. I don't dispute the terror and the horrors and the crimes, let's be honest, that your ancestors had to endure. But this idea of indigenous people going door to door and saying,
I think he's making a point.
I know, but you certainly recognize that is horribly unrealistic. And history is littered, not just on this continent, but on plenty of others, with people taking land that they did not own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, let's go back to what just happened a few weeks ago. Australia gave land back to the Aboriginal people, the indigenous people of their country, and admitted their atrocities and all that. Now, America, they've kind of done it in a way of just, you know, fascia. Okay, this is what we've done to them. But, hey, we put them on reservations.
Yeah, here's a casino, Cody, right?
Yeah. Reservations were prisoner of war camps. So when they say, oh, well, we gave them reservation land, they gave us literally our enrollment number is our prisoner of war number, realistically. So right now, people don't want to hear that. They just want to say, well, you know, indigenous people of America have an enrollment number. They're citizens. No, we are prisoners of war still on the treaties.
Cody, thank you for the call. One quick question. Have you seen the movie Hostiles? And I'm sure you have. Have you seen it with Christian Bale?
Yes.
Yes. I figured. I told Scott we were going to end with this, Sam, for the history on what he's talking about. Scott, he's right.
He is
right about the history. Period.
Dana, you have an Indian card.
Yes.
It has a number on it. Does it not?
Yes.
Are you a prisoner of war?
I am not.
Sometimes words have meanings.
His assertion that those reservations were once camps, I do not believe that's inaccurate.
I don't know that it is accurate. I think it is unpleasant places where Indians were forced to live, but they... Your family was able to leave. You still have an Indian card with a number on it. You are not a prisoner of war.
Correct. It doesn't erase what happened, but you are correct.
Sometimes hyperbole doesn't match the real truth.
I always enjoy his thought-provoking conversations.
I do too. And sometimes he Cody, is allowed to be wrong.
When we get back, I'll tell you about it. It is a run, do not walk. We started it last night. It's called Hostiles. It is one of Christian Bale's greatest roles.
All right, quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Don't forget, in 2 hours from now, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.